Hey, there's something in the air.
This is Video Nasties. Hello and welcome to another astounding episode of Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. So as I said earlier, there is something in the air, I think. And I think what it is, I mean, I have no idea what it is, but there's something going on with Talking Heads in the air on Cape Cod. I mean, I think because, I don't know, the weather is getting warmer, we're getting into spring, people want to listen to more kind of like fun, upbeat, kind of like tropical sounding, like almost like Jamaican sounding music. So, yeah, for whatever reason, I walk into this restaurant to pick up takeout. Nothing but Flowers is playing. Today, I walk into a dispensary, and This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, is playing. Now, that song is even better than Nothing But Flowers, and I just listened to it now, and I just shared it on my Instagram story, and it is my song of the day for today.
So, as I said, I went to a dispensary today. My favorite dispensary right now, and I got some Congolese Kush, which is some indica flower. It's got, so it says TC 25.45%. So I think that's like the total overall. So they're from East Boston, in Pittsfield, Mass. And this is Berkshire Roots. That's the grower and distributor, I guess. Or grower, I don't know. Grower and tester. Flower equivalent, 0.12 ounces, 3.5 grams. Packaged on 10/14/2021, a few months ago. Shit is dank, though. It smells really nice. It's almost got kind of a fruity smell to it. Yeah, I just took a whiff. And, yeah, I've been taking some hits of that. It's nice, man. It's not quite as strong as the mint sherbert, but it's getting there. It's on its way to that. So I stopped by Wendy's on my way back. I was going to celebrate the end of my red jacket career. That was the company that I used to work for. I mean, now I can talk about it because I don't work for them anymore. Yeah, red jacket. So I was going to celebrate the end of my red jacket career with a bourbon burger, which I did not do. But I, the reason I didn't do it is because I got there too early and they were still only serving breakfast. Apparently they have a breakfast baconator and they also have like a honey, like a honey fried chicken biscuit, which was looking appealing to me. But really I want some more of that, plant-based KFC, those vegan nuggets. I'm going to try to fuck with that some more. Maybe I'll get some of those today. I don't know. Kind of feel like taking it easy today. Maybe not driving too far. I have to drive a short distance to get to those. Anyway, so I wanted to throw that in there, throw that in the pot, so to speak. I will be back on later to talk to you some more. Right now I'm stoned. I have to go to the store, pick some stuff up, get some gas. But it is warming up a bit. The sun is out. I'm feeling good. Hope you're enjoying your day. I am officially unemployed, so I need to, well, first of all, I need to deposit my last check, which they gave me yesterday, and I also need to file for unemployment. I need to apply for unemployment, so that's something else that I have to work on. Anyway, exciting times here on Video Nasties. Stay tuned for more. Peace. Hey, it's me. I'm back. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I might be doing these throughout the day. This might become a regular thing on Video Nasties. I don't know. The show's definitely going to change because my life has changed because I no longer have the job that I had. And it is a strange feeling, you know? It was like a place to go every day, and I hated it, and I'm really happy today. Today is a day of celebration, but it is a strange feeling. There's an element of bittersweetness to it, perhaps. So anyway, now I'm going to the store to pick up some supplies, get some gas. My mom and my stepdad made some cabbage stir fry. So I'm going to have that with some rice. It's going to be dank as fuck. I'm going to have that instead of Wendy's. It's a healthier alternative. I might pick up some Cheetos just to have for a little snack at the old gas station there. I'm going to be tempted to pick up something sweet, but I really shouldn't. Although maybe I will get some Pop-Tarts. I'm in like a celebratory mood today, as you can tell. So I'm just kind of going for it. It's a celebration. What can I say? Peace. Hello, welcome back. It's 5:35. Just as I said that, it became 5:36 p.m. Sunday, February 27th. 2022, the penultimate day of February 2022. I'm sitting in my car waiting for it to warm up. And I've been doing some thinking. A couple of things, just random things I'm just going to throw at you. I've been pronouncing Titan wrong. It's actually Titan. That's like the French pronunciation. And the translation is actually titanium. So I just want to throw that out there. Also, when I get my new apartment, which will be soon, probably in Boston, probably in the next few months, next few weeks, maybe even, I'm kind of feeling that my mom is kind of like saying basically like you need to get out of the house basically. And I need to find a new job and I might as well find it where I'm moving to. And I have a little money saved up to get me there, get me to the next place. Once I am set up in my new apartment, I want to, you know, I pay for streaming with Arrow, but that's the only one I pay for. I have Canopy because I have a library card, but that's it. And what I want to do is I want to pay for cable. I know it's a little old fashioned. I know some people might think it's crazy, but I'm all about old school and I like the idea of still paying for cable and I'm going to do it. I want to make sure I get all the movie channels that I want to get. Most importantly right now, I mean, I want Stars, but most importantly right now is Showtime. I want Showtime because Super Pumped is on there and Quentin Tarantino narrates it. And I just want to look, like, if you look that show up on IMDb, is like, does he come right up as the narrator? Let me just see. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Stars, Kyle Chandler. I'm not seeing my boy. Uma Thurman is Ariana Huffington. Oh, there he is. Quentin Tarantino, self/Tarantino. It says, I thought it was going to say self/narrator, but it says self/Tarantino. Okay, so anyway, I know what I'm watching tonight. I have the plan. It's set. I'm watching Avenged. And I set out to find the podcast where Tarantino talks about it. And you know what? I found it almost immediately. He talks about it in the Big Picture pod. And it was actually paused. I don't know when the last time I listened to it was. This podcast is from last June. So months and months ago. But whenever I last listened to it, it was paused during the part where he was talking about Avenged. So I just feel like the stars are aligning. It's fate. That's the movie I'm watching tonight. Earlier today, actually this morning, I smoked some weed. I got back in bed. This was early in the morning. Not like early, early, but I would say maybe around 5 a.m., maybe after. I'm not sure. Maybe a little later. But I needed something to watch that wasn't quite as hardcore as Avenged, something a little more low-key. So I put on Downhill Racer by Michael Ritchie, my first Michael Ritchie movie, I think. And this is somebody who I'd heard talked about. I'd heard Karan Kusama talk about him. I think I even heard Tarantino talk about him a little bit. I'm not sure. I don't know if Tarantino's a fan. I don't see it that way, really. But I know Karan Kusama's a fan. And Downhill Racer got a Criterion release a few years back, so that's how I knew about it. And watching this movie, I mean, it's great. I love the way it's shot. It's got some of the best skiing footage I've ever seen. Probably the best. There's an exhilarating scene where I guess a dude just strapped on some skis and he just held the camera and just you're just on skis just going down the slopes, and it's a crazy slope too. It's not, we're not talking about a beginner slope here. So the shit was crazy. The footage was crazy. The movie's great if you're a skiing fan. It stars Robert Redford and the always reliable Gene Hackman. I love Gene Hackman. I'm a fan. Going back to The French Connection and also The Royal Tenenbaums. And yeah, I like Michael Ritchie. I wouldn't say I'm a Michael Ritchie fan now, but I like him. I like his kind of. He has kind of a realist style, almost sort of gritty realist style. So check out Downhill Racer. I wanted to mention that Michael Ritchie also made a movie called Smile about beauty pageants, and Downhill Racer is from the late 60s. And I couldn't remember what else Michael Ritchie made. I can't remember, but actually, maybe I'll just look it up right now. Live on the podcast. Oh, he directed The Golden Child, The Island, Fletch, Cool Runnings, which I actually thought of. The Fantastics. Is this him? Is this my boy? The Couch Trip with is that with Chevy Chase from the 80s? Hold up now. Oh, he was an uncredited director on Student Bodies. That's pretty wild. I don't think this is the right guy. Oh, it is him. Yeah, Downhill Racer. Okay, so it's from 1969. He also directed Prime Cut. Oh, he directed Semi Tough, the adaptation of that. Smile, like I said, The Candidate, also with Robert Redford. And he directed The Bad News Bears, which is a classic for me, sort of a childhood favorite. I saw it when I was younger. I kind of thought it was weird, but I liked it. And then I saw it years later, and I really appreciated it a lot more and thought it was hilarious and great. The best, probably the best kids movie I've ever seen. Even though it's not really for kids, it's not really a kids movie. I'm not gonna say it's one of the best 70s movies, but it is in a way. I guess that's what I can say about The Bad News Bears. Walter Matthau's great. Tatum O'Neal is great. I'm a Tatum O'Neal fan because of that and Paper Moon. So check it out if you've never seen it. The Bad News Bears. Peace.